Before we get to the episode, I've got something free for you. I'd love to give you a pack of Canva Instagram story templates and Pinterest templates that go with your unique brand's vibes. Whether you're more bright and colorful or more sophisticated and polished, I've got you covered. Take my website personality quiz at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz and you'll be matched with a few gorgeous DIYable website templates that would be perfect for your ideal client's vibes. You'll also get 10% off your template purchase from my shop, a free month subscription to Show It, a full brand personality profile to tell you what design your client is looking for, and of course, those awesome Canva templates. You can get it all now for free at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz. Now, here's the episode. All right, friends, I am very excited for this episode because I'm sharing three advanced podcast strategies with you. One that's for show growth, one that is for efficiency and time management, saving time in your podcast, and one that is for making money from your show. So do I have more than these three tips? Heck yes. It was actually like hard. I decided I was going to do this episode topic. And I was like, okay, I'm going to pick three strategies, one in each category, kind of pulling from things I teach in my course. And it was hard picking which ones because there's so much of this that I have strategies around. So in fact, I share like a million strategies in Podcast Success Blueprint around these three topics, around show growth, efficiency, and making money with your podcast. And as you're listening to this, I am done creating my amazing course, Podcast Success Blueprint. And I'm so thrilled to say that today, the doors are now open again for enrollment. And it's like, seriously, has been so much work, so much fun, such a bigger course than I expected. But I did a beta launch just over a quick 4-day period back in October. And then I had made a little bit of the course before then, but then I made the whole course generally speaking, and then it's been closed between now and then, and now it's open again. And it will close on February 2nd of 2024. So if this is something you want or need in your business, if podcasting is on your goals for 2024, or maybe you already have a show and you're like, hey, I saw advanced podcast strategies, that's what I want, and you want to grow your show, you want to see real results from it, this is the course for you. Like I said a moment ago, this course became far more advanced and extensive than I had planned. And the reason for that, I guess I'd say, is because like that's kind of how I like to do courses. I don't hold back when I'm teaching. And this course ended up becoming like A to Z of starting, running, and scaling a successful podcast. It is a 9-module course, so 9 different groups of lessons with over 75 total lessons in it. Like I said, not a mini course, definitely not your average podcast course from what I've seen out there. So many podcast courses literally are just focusing on getting your show launched, and then they leave you hanging after that. This is going to teach you how to really scale to make money from it. So you will learn the basics, like how to start your podcast. We get detailed on like best practices for your show artwork, thinking through naming your show, how to do like the show settings and get it distributed so people can actually listen to it. I also have a lesson I really love that's around fears and anxiety around the first episodes and like how to like really make that happen. You'll learn how to title episodes, write great show notes, write great blog posts, and how to get your show launched. There's actually like a ton of launch strategies for launching your podcast in there. And then we move on to a whole module on solo episodes, a whole module on guest interviews. So really just covering both of those types of episodes from A to Z. Whole module on marketing your podcast, which I'm so proud of the marketing module because it truly is advanced marketing strategies. And in fact, I would not recommend this course to someone who doesn't want or have a podcast already, but the marketing module is so good that like you could take this stuff and apply it to things besides podcasting. Like it is honestly about how to like market your business better. There's also a module on organization and time-saving strategies for your podcast. And then there is the beast of the module, the Make Money Podcasting module, where I teach 16 total ways to make money from your show in detail. And then there's also a final module on team, basically how to like hire for your show, how to get help so that you're not doing it alone. And there's also a bonus module all about you being a guest on other podcasts. So anyway, that's just a little overview of the course. You can find out more at elizabethmccraby.com/PSB. I will link to that in the show notes as well. And again, if this is something that feels exciting to you, like come join the course. If you're listening to this way into the future, it might already be open again. So just like look in the show notes for that. But I would love to have you join and teach you podcast strategies. Now, let's get to it for these advanced strategies to help you grow your show. Hey guys, I'm Elizabeth McCravey, an online educator for entrepreneurs, website designer, wife, boy mom, and your host for the Breakthrough Brand Podcast, the show that's all about pulling back the curtain on how to actually build a successful business. I don't skim the surface around here. If you want to dive deep into the nitty-gritty details of what it takes to run a sustainable business that fits your unique lifestyle while standing out in a crowd, then you are in the right place. I created a multiple six-figure-a-year business in my early 20s, and now in my 30s, I'm still running that successful multiple six-figure-a-year business on just part-time hours now as a working mom. I'm here to share everything I've learned and everything I'm still learning because I believe that the keys to building a thriving business should never be a secret. Here you'll find episodes that are actionable, direct, and fun, like friends chatting business over coffee, and a fresh, honest take on the reality of being an entrepreneur. If you're ready to master online marketing, website design, personal branding, mindset, time management as a busy parent, scalable and passive income, and business strategy, then this is the podcast for you. It's time to build your breakthrough brand. Let's do this. All right, our first strategy is a growth tip. So like I said, we've got growth, efficiency, and making money. So the growth tip, write SEO-friendly episode titles. So how is this a growth tip? Here's how, because really great episode titles help you get found by cold audiences, meaning people that are not familiar with you or your podcast yet, because they are searching for things related to your episode topic somewhere like Apple or Spotify or even on Google. So by writing really amazing titles and you putting like effort and energy into this, you get to rank and then they go download that episode, they listen, and they hopefully keep listening to future episodes after they get a big win from that one that they found through your SEO-friendly title. So amazing, right? And this is actually a big way I have personally grown my podcast. It's a growth strategy I feel like people overlook and don't talk about much. Because really just, it's a long-term thing. It's an every episode thing that you can just do. You think about titling for potential listeners, not just your current subscribers. So I am big into SEO on my website. As you guys know, I'm a website designer by trade. And I'm also really big into podcast SEO though, which is really similar to SEO when we talk about like on a website, trying to rank for Google and like on blog posts and stuff like that. But they also are really different at the same time. Like podcast SEO is a different thing, although there are a lot of similarities. So if you're someone who feels like you do good at SEO, just like for your website, you probably can also do really good for SEO in your podcast. But anyway, I teach you more of this in the course. But let's talk about a few tips for making your titles really SEO friendly. If you're like, okay, listen, I hear you, but like, I don't know if mine are that SEO friendly. Here's the first one. Really say what the episode is about and why people need it. And I know that seems obvious, but I see this mistake literally all the time for podcasts that I love and listen to regularly, where the episode title falls flat because it's just what it is and not why it matters. So take it a step further with a why, like why it matters to this person, why they need it right now, why this is a must listen. You want the title to feel like, ooh, I can't help but download that. Like I need to know what is said in this episode. Another thing that is really specific to like SEO, less so to like, you know, that one relates more to like how to make the title good overall. This is a more like SEO specific one. So group keywords together, okay, in your title. So to explain this, basically if my search term that I'm hoping this episode ranks for is Show It website templates, which is one I've ranked for, right? That's what, that's been a goal term for me. But the title concept is Show It website template hacks. Okay. Like let's say that's kind of like what the concept around the episode is. Then I want to group those words together. I want Show It website template or templates to go together. So something like 5 hacks to make customizing your Show It website template easier would be a great title because I have Show It website template all together in one chunk. Whereas if I could do a title of like Show It hacks for customizing your website template. Okay. That is less ideal because we're breaking up the key phrases. Show It is now at the beginning and website template's now at the end with all these extra words in between. So you want to group the words together that are the key phrase when possible. My third tip for making really SEO friendly titles is come up with more than one title idea and then go with the most engaging one. Typically your working title, the first title that you're like considering using is not going to be the best one. Like, that's just how it is. Like, so for me, normally, especially for solo episodes and for interviews too, it applies to both, but like, I will have a, what I call my working title. That's like, this is what I know the episode's going to be about. I actually have a working title for this exact episode I'm recording right now, but I'm going to stretch my brain to try to come up with a different title and just see, is there anything better that we could use besides this working title? And in the course, I talk about this. I talk about how to also use AI to help you generate new title ideas, all that kind of stuff. But basically, there's a lesson inside Podcast Success Blueprint on this called how to title your episode so people can't help but need to listen. Where I think it's like a 15 minute or so lesson where I just go deep into titling. So we talk about SEO strategy, how to format your titles properly on a podcast, how to strategically use numbers in your episode titles in a way Google will love, and so much more. And then there's also a lesson on writing show notes to rank for SEO and to like actually engage and help your audience. So anyway, those are two things I feel really passionate about, both the titles and the show notes, and those really play together to help your show get found by new listeners. So that is the first one, a growth tip. Focus on writing SEO-friendly episode titles. Okay, second one, an efficiency tip. So this also comes from my podcasting course, and it's a strategy I share there for like systems and time saving. I've been doing this personally for years, and I actually originally shared this on one of our Podcast Success Blueprint coaching calls. Everyone was like, oh my gosh, I love that. That's so helpful. Such an easy hack, but a game changer. And that is to create a shared iCloud folder with your podcast team where all the graphics and videos for the episodes go, all just into the shared folder. So if you do have people who work with you on your show, maybe it's someone designing the graphics, maybe it's someone who helps write blog posts, like I don't know, someone helping you in your show, this is for you. But if you are also just solo, you do everything for your show right now and you don't have a team, this is still for you. You would just be the only one on the folder. You would probably not do it as an iCloud folder. You would just do it as like an album on your iPhone. And it's still helpful because then you're sorting this away from all the other like images and stuff on your phone. But what you want to do is create an iCloud folder, like a shared album. I forget exactly what it's called, but that has you in it and anyone else in your podcast team who might need the graphics and videos from episodes, or the person who's making those graphics and videos, right? So you guys are both on this album. You can both post to it. You can both download from it. So whenever the person who makes the graphics for your episodes creates them, they add them to this folder. And you actually, it's really nice. You get a push notification. So I'll often see that my podcast manager has like made graphics. I'm like, oh yay, I'm excited to look at them. I know they're ready for, you know, that week or the next week or whatever it is. So you post to it. And then they also may add the graphics and videos other places where you store your podcast files, right? So this is not the only place those final graphics are going. That's a whole nother conversation. But the point of this folder is adding them for ease of use for you as the host to share, to save you time, okay? So now when you want to share about an episode, whether it's this week's episode or one from 3 months ago or 10 months ago, I mean, whatever, you go to this folder and you grab the graphics and videos and just a click and you save them to your main camera roll without having to click around Google Drive folders, without having to download things and airdrop them to yourself. So it's on the go. It's easy. This will make it easier for you to promote your show and will just make you more likely to share about episodes on other places like Instagram, because it's just all right there on your phone where you're doing the posting anyway. And like I said, if it's just you, you can still have a folder where this all lives, just so it's not like mixed in with photos from your vacation or photos of your baby. You can like find the podcast specific photos. So go do this. It's so helpful. And I should note here too, as I share this one little tip that again is something like go implement this today because it's really, really helpful. But efficiency tips and organizational stuff is a big focus of Podcast Success Blueprint. And the reason for that is because I'm an organizational type of girl. I love systems. I love strategy. I love making complex things that are too time consuming more effective. That's just like what I like. I've done that with my podcast over the last 250 plus episodes at this point. And I would say too, that's a way overall in my business that I'm able to work mainly part-time hours, but still make a lot of money in my business because of efficiency stuff. So And I was actually just reflecting on this with my team for like team vision meeting stuff, but like my podcast last year was the number one revenue generator in my business in terms of like referring people to buy things from me. People are finding me for my podcast. And it also was like the most fun thing. So low stress, really good systems happening. So anyway, I want to teach you to do the same. So I'm teaching in the course both small strategies like this one and bigger strategies for organization that will completely overhaul the way you run your podcast so that you're not recording around like a chicken with its head cut off, but you're feeling more on top of things and on top of the systems for promoting and not letting things fall through the cracks as much as they may feel like they are for you right now. Okay, now on to our third and final tip. This is the money-making tip, and our final tip is a good one. Now, I have about a million money-making tips for your podcast. In fact, like I already said, there's a whole module in this. Make Money Podcasting is the name of the module. It's one of the biggest in the whole course. It's extensive. There are 13 total lessons, and it's actually divided into three sub-modules where I teach three overarching ways to make money podcasting. And then within those, like I get granular of like, okay, here's the three overarching ways. Here's all the specific ways within those three ways to teach you 16 total ways to make money from your podcast. Okay. And I'm not going to get into all the details there, but you learn all the stuff. And this is like, again, my podcast strategy for how I'm making money from my show. So you'll also learn things like how to align your launch schedule with your podcast content, which is something I get asked about a lot. By the way, that's what I'm doing right now with this episode. Like this episode is airing as I have a course opening, and that is not an accident, right? That I'm talking about podcast stuff as I have a course launch happening. So I teach you how to do that well. And then there's also things like making money from affiliate marketing your show and so much more. But this final tip is an easy peasy one that you need to be doing if just like a, honestly, like a set it and forget it way to make money from your show. And that is to create strategic outros to go at the end of your episodes that sell your products or promote your freebies, up to you, maybe a mix of both. So I personally do this and have what I teach in the course is having like 2 to 4 different outros that you can change out for each episode, depending on what the episode's topic was. So just to kind of make this more practical, in my case, I have an outro about Booked Out Designer. I have one about my website templates. I have one about this course. And I also have some about free ways to work with me. So I think right now I have about 5 or 6 total outros that we switch between. So it's going to vary depending on your business, but you want to strategically place these within the relevant content, within the relevant episodes at the end of episodes. So like this one, the episode you're listening to right now will have a podcast success blueprint outro because it's relevant to what we're talking about. I might have another one that's pushing you to join my free Facebook community for people who listen to this podcast. So these are all pre-recorded. Okay. I want to note that this is different from how you end your episodes. I would say this is something you can like update once a year or as you have new products come into your business. And then you just like select for your podcast manager, you tell them, or your editor, you know, whoever's editing your show, you tell them like, hey, for this episode, I want you to do this outro. And again, I tell you how to like do that in a quicker way than what I just said in the course, but you want to do that. So now, does everyone listen to the end of the episode? No, okay, they don't. But engaging those listeners who do sometimes go all the way to the end is so worth it and important. So it's like, it's not something to skip. It's something that's super easy. Like it's just like worth doing. And I love it because it really is like a set it and forget it. Like you are going to make that, you're going to make them update them periodically, but generally it's a set it and forget it. And in fact, in my own business, just like what would have been like 2 weeks ago now, I updated all my outros. I recorded new ones. I first, you know, re-updated my outlines for them and then recorded it. It took me less than an hour. So it's like you do this one time and then you just kind of set it and forget it. So again, this is a small strategy. You might feel like, oh, that's not that big of a deal, but it's worth doing. It's the way that you're capitalizing your podcast content and getting those podcast listeners to go somewhere else, taking them from listening in their AirPods on Spotify to potentially being on your email list, to potentially being on your website, to just having it in their brain that, hey, there's a paid offer that relates to what they just heard about. So it's worth doing. And I share many strategies in the course around making money podcasting. There's also a Make Money Podcasting playbook in addition to that module that goes over everything in more of like a cheat sheet format where there's like a description of all of those 16 ways so that you don't miss anything and you can like really look and strategize for your own business. Okay, which ones do I want to focus on now? Which ones are going to be like a Q2 thing, a next year thing, you know, whatever it is. So let me recap those strategies real quick. And as I recap these. Think about like which one you want to try on your podcast, or which one, if you are a new podcaster, might be a big focus for you as you get rolling. So first one, growth tip, write SEO-friendly episode titles. Two, the efficiency tip, use that iCloud shared folder with your team where all your podcast graphics and videos go. And then the money-making tip, having strategic outros that you reuse over and over again that sell something or promote a freebie or free way to interact with you. So I'd love to hear from you. Like, which one are you going to try? Which one sounds good to you? Which one's new information? And I hope this gives you just a little teeny tiny glimpse into the course, like a 0.5% glimpse that shows you that this course isn't just for beginners. So if you're a beginner, great. I'm going to teach you how to do the beginner stuff, like getting your show going from the start. But this is a more advanced course, which I'm really proud of. So if you feel like you've got podcasting like quote unquote down, but you're like, I'm not really seeing results from it. It's taking a lot of my time. I don't think it's directly driving revenue in my business. Or you're just like struggling to make it make sense in your business because it feels expensive and it feels time consuming. And maybe you're like, I don't even know if I'm doing it right, then this is for you. Even if you've already done another course on podcasting where you learned the basics, this goes beyond the basics. I feel like I could have named the course that, like beyond the basics of podcasting, the advanced podcasting stuff. So anyway, that is it. Yeah, I hope this was helpful and I'd love to hear which of those you're going to try. And yeah, check out Podcast Success Blueprint. I will link to it in the show notes. And like I said, if you're listening live, then the doors are open right now for new students. The course is completely done being created. You'll get the whole thing where you can go ahead and go watch it. And it is open through February 2nd. Go check it out. I'm always available over Instagram or email or wherever with any questions you have too. And hope you enjoyed this. I'll be back next week with another episode. Bye, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. I hope you got so much value from this episode. If you're a fellow podcaster or you hope to start a podcast in the near future, then you need to check out my program, Podcast Success Blueprint. This course is truly podcasting from A to Z. I cover all the getting started steps like naming your show, creating intros and outros, cover art design, and all things podcast tech. And that's where most podcast courses stop. But Podcast Success Blueprint is literally just getting started at that point. You'll go on to learn things like how to create successful solo episodes and interview episodes, how to market your podcast and grow your listeners, how to create streamlined systems so that your podcast does not take over your life, how to make real money from your show. Yes, real money from your podcast, one of my absolute favorite modules. And we even dive into things like guesting on other podcasts to grow your business and hiring a team to help you manage your show. Yes, it is beyond the basics, and I'm teaching you everything you need to know to grow a successful show that is the top of funnel marketing strategy for your business. Head to elizabethmccraby.com/PSB, short for Podcast Success Blueprint, to get all the details and join this incredible program. I hope I can help you in this program as you build your podcast and market your business. All right, that's it, friends. I cannot wait to connect with you again next week. Bye for now.